Today, we come together to light a unity candle, symbolizing the commitment to unity between First Baptist Church and First Baptist Church Karen.
We understand that both First Baptist Church and the Karen people have long histories, full of stories and traditions.
First Baptist history includes stories about Harriet Bishop and the many pastors who have served this church, as well as the many groups who have worshiped together here. But it also includes stories of people who have attended the church, stories which can be found in photographs, plaques, and even the stained windows that are part of this church building. But these stories are also found in the hearts and minds of all those who remember them. The history of First Baptist Church is one of strangers taken in, of meals shared, and of God's love both preached and practiced.
The history of the Karen people is very long and includes stories of the legend of the Golden Book of Adoniram Judson and Gothab Pugh, as well as the stories of life in the jungle and the camps and the journey to the United States. The history of the Karen people is found in the stories of people who are sitting with us today and of people who remain in Burma and of the many who are no longer with us. It is a history of God's presence, watching over and protecting a people through times of darkness and danger. It is a history full of prayer and song, and perhaps most importantly, it is a story of hope and faith.
At this time, I would ask a deacon from each church to light candles on either side of the unity candle.
The lights of these two candles represent First Baptist Church and First Baptist Church Karen, and as they shine, they remind us of all the stories and memories, traditions and histories that are unique to each of them.
Not a good start. Try it again.
Sometimes unity's hard.
And these things always take time. Beautiful. At this time, I would ask Pastor Bill and Pastor Saul Liu to each take one of the candles that are lit and light the unity candle together.
As we light this unity candle, it symbolizes bringing our individual stories, histories, and traditions together in order to form one community. Just as Pastor Saul Liu and Pastor Bill stood side by side to light this candle, so we will all need to stand side by side to work together in order to be a true community.
We will need to work together to share our memories and to create new ones.
We will need to work together to teach each other our individual traditions and to create new ones.
We will need to be patient with each other and listen carefully.
We will need to learn to compromise and try new things.
We will need to appreciate and accept each other's differences.
We will need to remember that it is God who brings us together in unity.
In the light of this unity candle, we see the light of Christ, who called us to be one.
In the light of this candle, we are reminded of the hope that shines as we move forward together. Our lights shining brighter as they are brought together in one light. Amen.
invited to head upstairs with their teachers, and you're invited to sing one verse of Make Us One. Would you pray with me? We have heard the words, "Great are you, Lord," and now we pray them, "Great are you, Lord, for you are the source of light and light of this world. You restore us. It is your breath in our lungs that allows us to praise you. We offer that praise in silence, in words, and in actions today. You have saved us, and the ways that you have saved us, living and dying, you have brought us new life. And so we would bring to you everything now. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Forgive us, Lord, when we have been an obstacle to community, when we have not loved others as we have loved ourselves, when we have not trusted one another, when we have not walked in each other's footstep, and from time to time in each other's shadow. Forgive us when we have denied this reality of your love that binds us and of this life that you intend for us. Hear our silent prayers of confession, Lord. You do restore us, you do bring us life and light, and you bring us this new life because of the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. May we accept fully what you have done for us in order that we may live fully in the light of your love. Today we pray for unity, Lord. We pray for unity in the relationships of the people that are nearest and closest to us. Where there is brokenness, Lord, we pray that you would use us as instruments of your peace, that there would be ways in which we find our way back to one another. Forgive us where we have been divided, which you have intended to be together. Lord, we pray for unity in our personal relationships and in our families. Lord, we pray for unity in this congregation. We thank you for the candles that have been lit and the words that have already been spoken. May they truly be who we are. Help us to understand that you have not called us as individuals alone. You have called us as individuals together to live out this life of community. There are challenges, Lord. There are times when it would be easier to go it alone. And yet, this is the way that you have called all of your people from the beginning. From Moses leading the people and them coming to trust you more and more for the commandments that you have given us to live together in peace and harmony. That there would be a shalom existing today as there was in that earliest church. That peace that you offer. Help us to grow in that sense that we are one with each other. May people truly know that we are Christians, and may they know it by our love. We pray for unity in our nation, Lord, where there is so much disunity now. Help us to be respectful to one another And may, in the process of civil conversations and debate, may we find together the common good. May no one be left behind or left out of the conversation. May there be a unity, Lord, in our community. May there be a true sense of your calling us as a people. As we are mindful, Lord, of how you have blessed us, help us to be patient with one another. Help us most of all to listen. Listen to one another in order that it is not only the strident and harsh voices that are heard, but that there is in the stillness a commonality that is of you. Lord, we pray for unity and peace in our world. We pray for those who have been through terrible civil wars. We pray especially for those from Syria and those from Burma, people that have been away from their homeland, not by their choice, but by choices of government and forces beyond their control. Lord, we pray that we would be open, that there would be ways, and that our attitude toward these, the least of these, would change, that we as a nation would be welcoming to those who have suffered already so much. So many have suffered from civil war, Lord. May they not suffer from unjust laws and edicts. Thank you. Thank you that you have brought us together and that we have glimpsed from time to time this glorious kingdom of heaven, this body of Christ in which you have placed us, that we have understood that this is the divine reality when everything else is shed away. Open our minds, open our hearts to these deep truths, to this deep reality of our life in community, our life in you. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus, who taught his disciples to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." Hear our prayer, O Lord. Hear our prayer. Two apologies I want to make this morning. One, it's not your eyes, it is the projector on this side that's not right. Don't worry, don't cover this eye and that eye and see which is clearer. And the other is that we have not gotten the envelopes organized and out to you yet, and I apologize for that. But that won't stop us from having an offering anyway. So I'd ask that the ushers come forward and receive our morning tithes and offerings. Thank you. Please be seated. Today, we are going to hear the sermon in Karen here, and then hear it in English as well. A couple of things that we hope to do is to symbolize as these candles the unity that we have in Christ. And so I'm welcoming Saul to the pulpit today. Eheser asked if I was going to preach in Karen, and Saul was going to preach in English, and we're not quite ready for that yet. But maybe someday, and that would be a glorious day. So we will see. This text that we have for today is one that was selected a few years ago, actually, as the theme for the First Baptist Church Karen congregation as it was forming. And I just want to say, very simply, we are one congregation. When we talk about First Baptist Church Karen, we're talking about the group of people from First Baptist Church that meets at 12 o'clock. So today at 10, Saul is preaching and I'm going to interpret. And then at 12 o'clock, I'm going to preach and he will interpret. So take it away.
Pasuluk sayuale hibwa kweyarota suto lebo mata koba tadi hulo. Tininya ne boga pa tori do sodo thespo luitle kwi. Tori do sodo thespo luitle kwi. Agiri. Warga siweda ye da yemi ba pua ba kada so polu. No wale agarga siweda ye da yemi pua ba kada so polu. No mi tuba kada ta pitanya de mi ma. Mada da so polu mi mata de gale. So polu mi mata de gale. Mi ta ke wale tina da le ku. ดีกสะหิโลบะเลปะระกะกะสะอะตอนิตมีบาเยดายะตุดาดอสอปอลุโพดามิมิยัวดิดุถอดาลอมาไดนอบะเลสุตาตมีบาตาบาดอบะลาโพดานิตมีบาตาบามิมิกวะเลดิดุรอตาลยัวระกะนิมีตาลอบาสะดอบะลาสุตาดอปะเลโพตานิมีตาตมีคอลอดอบะกะนิบาบัวเลตะกะดอตะกะดีอะมาตาราเวอะตอนิลออะกิดิ ปะมีอยู่อาปะมาตะกอตะตะพานี่ลอกิดิปะมีอยู่อาปะมาตะกอตะตะพานี่ลอปะสิบลึกิสายวาเลปะดับลิติโซตาปะดิตะพานี่ปูดอกะละอากะละลอปูดอกลออากะละปูสิกอรอตาเสตาลาอามีอามโยนี่ลอบาสะระปะพลือบาบะซาเลปะมาตะกอบาตะดีอะโคสิกอนี่ลอเอาไว้นี่นาเลกสายวากะมาตะอดุเลปะโกเนาะสายวามาตะพาดุดอตอรอพาดุเลปะเกตอตะอดุอะเตนาเล ดูอพลาดอกไซวะอลากพออโกนี่ลอยัวอตาเอลอลอลาลาอูทอปาตปูคอลตาพูอีนี่ตะมีปากญอดูเกทอเวบาอปุกะตะนุยนี่คินุยนี่ผู้เบพาสเตเบอวะซิเตลอตาบาคาดอวิไซยะเกนะวิไซยะวิไซยะตุเวดาตากะตุเลสเวดายัวอตาปัวตามือพอดพาปะนาเลยัวปัวตามือพอดพายนี่ตะมีแทบัวตะกาวอโกบา ก็มีเวลาไปอิสลามพูดถึงพระองค์นะแล้วเอาไว้ที่พระกบ่าเกทอตากระโปรงเลือกหกคนเด็กเป็นยันแล้วนี่เนี่ยเดิมฮัตนุสก็ไว้สิเดเจลอบาคาร์ดอดาวเชมาติลูเธอร์คิงจูเนียร์อาจารย์ทีละเมื่อไรบีเลฟคอมมิวนิสต์นะพวกเลือกพวกตัวเอว่าโอ้นะเพื่อดาวเชมาติลูเธอร์คิงจูเนียร์ดอกพวกกำลังดีที่พาคาร์ดอคอกอบสุดท้อคิดแต่เบลีเอาไว้ที่ดูเราตัดสินใจกูเวลาตัดสินสุขของกบ่า ยินน่ะปะน่ะแล้วไปตาผู้นี้ก็บาตาก็แล้วเจ้าผู้แล้วบาตาเอ๋อแล้วผัวตะวือหรอผัวที่ไปแล้วปาผู้ถอดตาครบลูกก็ใส่อยู่ว่าเอาไว้ที่กระตุ้นดอกใส่ว่าตากระรึกระรึเนาะเอาไว้ที่กระตุ้นดอกตากระรึกระรึอยู่ว่าตากระรึนี่ก็อู้ดอกตาสู้ตากระโมหรอเปิดดอกตู้สอบปลุกตากระตุ้นเพลย์ลาวดาสิกระตุ้นดาสุปากรีตุ้นผู้อาอู้เพลย์สุปุยเย็นนี่สุดาดีมาตาดีเนาะสอบปลุกนี่มีมาตาตะกาเลย สอปอลุนี่มีมตาตะกาเลยสอปอลุอะตากะตุเลกเวลกริโตบุไคนี่เฮดยูโอละนารอยาเลกะตอไคนี่ลอมิชชันนารีเลเลสกอบิออติรพานี่มีมตาติรพาเลเลคิรอติเยบาดอกญอพุติรพานี่เกรอบาวะดาตาวพุตระดาวะติรพาสิกอมีมตาติรพาเลตาพุตระตราดูยาตราดูซอลุตราดูเบลเนาะเอาวะติรพานี่มีมตาติรพาเล ปวาดิรปายนิมิดากะไซวะอปวาตามือพูเลอชือยัวอปวากอมุติรภาสุกไซวะอุนิลอยัวฮิโลวะเดมุดาเลกะบามักไซวะอัตถาพิธามาลอตรายดูยูดาตากุซาพิธิรภามีปวาดิรภาละอบาพุทธาคลีเลกอบิโอกอมีปวาละเฮตเลตัก lelo kiri le pa ni mam ta mi le mi bwa le lu ni ta kli po de pa ti lo ma sa do di do ta kli po de pa ye ka me tho ko ni yu a pa ma we da do yu a pa hi we da ta mu lo mi mi ta da ga le ka so mo bwa kli po ta bu ta bai ni ka me tho ta tho a a wa le ti ko de be le mi buddha ti ko tho kha ti ko de ga le ka nyo ka le no ka le du po le ko byo pu ni awade sugina ke sai shukri da awade ba su awade pa ne box sai shukri kile pa ba ba ta go ta po de pa kla lo lekin ni awade pa a da wa da kwi kwi no gu do ba to do no di ni ya so lo tai ni patana pa de so mo no ta ga ba di ni to lo bwa ki nyaw po de pa be ti le ko america bo po li de pa o ple do ba le ko america ma lo ba ta ku ba gu di le pa to to de pa เมตตากะเตสิตะกะแล้ววะสิตะภากะดุอ่อตากะรุกรุตะคะเนาะเมตตากะเตสิตะกะแล้วเตตะสิวะตะกะแล้ววะสิตะภากะดุอ่อตาลอบอลลอมตะคะสิณีแลปัวละอภิโลตาคลิดอปัวละลุติณีตะมีตากะดุบาตากะดุณีมีอยู่อะเทตะกะแล้วอะกะดุเมถอตาลอปัวละปะมีปัวมาตะกอตาแล้วอยู่อะกอลอยู่อะรอปะตาวปุณีมีกะสายวะอัตตาภิตามะอะโลตะคะลอ ตาละเกดอตาเปนี่ตะมีปะกะญะอัตตามะบาอะเวนิมีวะละตะอะซอตะคาเลฮะเกดอตาลึกสายุอัตตาโตปาวะนี่ลอคอบลุเลปะสุกินะเกปะสายชุกรีคอบลุเลปะสุกินะเกสายชุกรีโดเปเฮปาพุโดปะตะเผยลอเมนิมีเลครีคูวะนี่เฮเผยตะเกนอตะกาบาละตานี่คูปะเมดอบเวมูปะเมดอบเวควาเลครีบูโดครีนี่มีปะกะบอคูปะกโลปะตาเสตตาลาตะดิตอลอตาบา ปตอปตอปตากุบากุเตปตุตติโตลอซาบาปตาดูทอลอตติโตลอซาบาปะพีปัญญาปตาออตาออปะกุบกะลอซอลอซาลอบาซาโดปะละปะนาวคอนีตะกาคอนีมีดาคริลอปะเมปัวละอะตะเลตะปวยบาปะเมปัวละปะทีลอปะตาดีปาเดตะบาพุซอลอบาซาโดปะมีดาตะตะมีคอลอคริปุลอคริเมปัวตะกาละอะเทพูวาปุวาดอปะแกทอบาปัวดีตะพาละปัวตะเวพูเอบาปัวลอ เปบิมิเกชิตพอลอตโกปซึมาตโกดาเลตาคุดาพอนีวากะทีกะสายชุคริเลปะคูลอติมิเทกะญอพูบาติมิเทกอลอวาบาวาฮอกุพูทีตากะปอซีเลปะปูนีลอเลตานีคุโดกะสายชุคริตากะปอยเนโกพลาดอเลปะปูดอปะตากะปอยเนปะกะลอพลาดบาซึฮอกุดอตะบีญานีลอเลตานีคุโดมิเลยูอาอุโรปาคูเนาะมิเลยูอาอุโรปาคูเน
1 Corinthians 3:4-9. When one of you says, I follow Paul, and the other says, I follow Apollos, aren't you acting like worldly people? After all, who is Apollos? Who is Paul? We are simply servants by whom each of you were led. Each one of us does the work that the Lord gave him to do. I planted the seed, Apollos watered the plant, but it was God who made the plant grow. The one who plants and the one who waters really do not matter. It's God who matters, because it's God who makes the plant grow. And there is no difference between the one who plants and the one who waters. God will reward each one according to the work that each has done. For we are partners, working together for God. And you are God's field. First Baptist Church is a congregation of now several languages and cultures, and I'm proud of what we've been able to do here. And I believe that God has brought us together for a purpose, to be an example of what the love of God can do in a community. I preached the last couple of weeks about Isaiah, and Isaiah used the term the servant of the Lord, and I said that I believe that this servant of the Lord did not apply to an individual person, but applied to the community as a whole and how God was going to use that community to be a light to the world. Last week we talked, or a couple weeks ago, we talked about the civil rights leader, Dr. Martin Luther King, and his words were the beloved community, God's justice and power were displayed as people marched and protested nonviolently. I believe that First Baptist Church has called to become the beloved community, a community of people called together by God to demonstrate God's community-creating power. And I'd like to paraphrase the Apostle Paul's words in Corinthians and apply them to us. In verse 5, he says, who is Apollos, who is Paul? I'd like to say, who is Judson? Who is Kothabu? Who are the other missionaries who came to Burma later and the early Corinth pastors? Who are Pastor Saul and Pastor Bill? All of them are simply God's servants by whom you were led to believe, each one doing what the Lord gave them to do. Judson and Kothabu planting the seeds. Those who came later watered the plants. But it was God who made the plants grow. Who would have imagined a Christian garden growing and flourishing in Burma, a Buddhist land? How could a persecuted and small minority of followers of Christ grow and grow when all the people around them did not understand or believe? Who could have imagined that Karen and American-born people would come together in the United States in a mutually transforming partnership? The ones who plant and the ones who water really do not matter. This is the new thing that could only spring from the mind and the heart of God. God, through Jesus Christ, has brought us together, and we recognize that we are brothers and sisters with Christ as the head. We are sisters and brothers even though we speak different languages and come from different traditions, look differently from one another, eat different food, and wear different clothing. But we are united in Christ. Even though we are imperfect people who always seem to be leaning into sin, still it is Christ who unites us and allows us to become the beloved community. As we stand together and work together, Christ is able to be seen through us. In faith, we believe that the light of Christ enters the world through us, and we become the servant of the Lord, and the world is awakened to the presence of God as God is at work in us. When I was a young person, there was a song that we sang all the time. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. They'll know we are Christians by our love. Let's stand and sing that together.